Well, God, morning, God. We give you the praise, oh God, on this 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus Tuesday. The tag scripture is Proverbs 30:5, which says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Proverbs 30:5. So let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and holy God, we thank you for this day that you have made, God. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We celebrate you, God, because you are amazing. And so on this day, God, we trust you and we trust your word. We thank you that you are a shield unto us. We thank you, God, that you allow us to put you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that everything shall be added unto us. We thank you, God, because your word is true. We thank you for allowing us to rest upon your promise, and we thank you for what thus says the Lord. And so, oh God, on this morning, I thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you for you giving them the master's call. I thank you for this divine and appointed hour where your word goes forth daily, where our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. And so we thank you, God. We bow down before you. We submit ourselves to you, that our ears will be open, that we would hear what thus says the Lord this morning. And I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will bless the messenger as she would come forth this morning, that you would right now increase in her as she decreases, that your word will go forth mightily in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up Artist International to you, and we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for faith, family, and lifestyle and legacy, God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that Artist International will continue to change the world, to transform the world one person at a time, for we know that an appointment with artists will truly change lives, Father. And so we speak that and decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you for the Artist Empowerment Conference that is upcoming this Friday, God. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus for all of those that would be there. I speak 500 plus, God. And I pray that you would let them come there safely and that we will receive what you would have in store for us to receive in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift up Speaker Les Brown to you right now. Amen. And I pray, Father, that you would continue to do new and greater things in each and every single one of us. In these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'll go ahead and turn the call over to our host for this day. Amen.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Robin. Prayer General, take it away.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. And also for that wonderful tag, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Family, I am going to welcome you along with Minister Tiffany, and we are so glad that you are here on the Master's Call. It is an awesome call, and yes, we will take him at his word. And this call was founded on the word of God by two beautiful women of God, who heard his word, they listened to his word, they obeyed his word was manifested, and we have this call. And the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we love them, we honor them, and we thank them for being sensitive to the Master. Well, we have a scripture that we stand on, and our scripture is located in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And we are about prayer. Minister Tiffany prayed. She opened us up in prayer. You are going to hear a powerful word coming from our co-founder. You are going to hear prayer at the end of the call. And because of everything that takes place on this call, our mission statement is truly, truly showing us, teaching us that we are being enriched. We are enhanced. We are empowered believers as we begin our day. And this call is brought to you Monday through Friday, live. We start at 5 to 5:30 Pacific, 6 to 6:30 Mountain, 7 to 7:30 Central, and 8 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And if you would like to hear the message that is going to be brought forward, the daily message, the current message, you will dial this same number, 712-432-1085. Use the same PIN code, 957-677-pound. And that would be for the daily message. But if you can't listen to it immediately following the call, feel free to go to our website. And our website is themasterscall.net. That is www.themasterscall.net. We also have an email address, and we would love to hear from you. If you would like to be part of our team, if you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, don't forget, today, it happens to be the 35th day of Lent. We are preparing for Resurrection Sunday. Our conference is approaching. It is here Friday. So we need volunteers. We want you to join us. We want you to be part of our team there in Houston, Texas. Yes, because all roads are leading to Houston, Texas. And if you want to be a volunteer, send that information to info@themasterscall.net. And either our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or myself will get that to you. But you heard me say all roads are leading to Houston. Glory, glory, glory to God. It is the Artist Reloaded Conference. It is being hosted by the Diaz de Leon family and the Kings of Artists. It is going to be held at the Houston Marriott West Chase Hotel. Hallelujah, praise God. Our guest speaker is Les Brown. He's the keynote speaker. He's going to bring a word forward in season. I'm telling you, it is going to be awesome, and it starts Friday, March 27th, going through March 29th. But I'll come back, and I'll share this additional information with you. One more thing, I do want to go ahead and give you this little tidbit. After the message that comes forward, we have our morning motivational call. There's a guest speaker on there, and I'll tell you about that later. But let me tell you about this victorious woman of God who we love, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is our mother eagle. She is always smiling. We know that she loves the Lord. She comes forward with a word from God, always from the throne room, always anointed, always on time. I was listening to her words that she gave us not too long ago. Simply give God your best, and that is exactly what she does. She said, are you transforming to purpose, or are you returning to your purpose? And whichever one it happens to be, you want to be willing and obedient. She is an anointed mouthpiece used of the Lord. She proclaims the gospel for the King of God. As I said, she is the co-founder of this call. She strives to help us to equip the saints to become the most effective witness for our Lord and our Savior. She is presently serving as the associate minister at Mount Forest Baptist Church. And I know she always says we don't have to, you know, say all of this about her, but it's true. She's faithful. She's anointed. She's appointed. She's successful. She travels internationally. She ministers practical, prophetic word of God. She is a prophet of God, and she also teaches a weekly Bible study at the Gathering of the Eagles Bible Institute, and she is the one who also founded and directed VanNet. She's an ordained minister. She's a teacher. She is our mother eagle. We love her. We honor her. We respect her. We thank God for her, and she has a word for you today. Get your Bible out. Make sure you have your telephone, mobile device, computer, speaker, whatever you use, the word is in season, and I'm excited and ready to hear it. Are you there, victorious, victorious woman of God?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I thank you for that illustrious introduction. You mean so much to me, Prayer General Minister Robin. Thank you so much for doing all you do for our Master's Call family, and to Minister Tiffany on that West Coast early this morning with the joy of the Lord in her heart and her voice. Thank you for saluting and greeting God's people. We just appreciate our team so much. I do see our co-founder on the line this morning. Always want to acknowledge Dr. P.K. Roberts and thank her for being a part of this vision and a part of this journey. As I've been saying the last times I've, a couple of times this month that I've been able to be on the call, that this is Women's National Women's History Month. And we always want to teach and empower each other with the knowledge and embrace and salute the women in our lives. So before I proceed in the word, because there is a timely word from the Lord today, I do want to, again, enhance us with some of the accomplishments that women have done before us, but utmost admonish, assist us to make sure we're doing our part, to make sure we're changing our circle of influence for the better, being the love of Christ and demonstration. A little bit of history. I talked last time about the different 188 women mentioned in the Bible. Let's talk about some women who've done things right here in the United States of America that we are most familiar with. Would you believe the state of Wyoming? The Wyoming Territory was the first to grant women the right to vote back in 1869. Man, we had to work hard for that. Many of you all remember Edith Wharton is the first woman to win a Pulitzer Prize. That didn't happen until 1921 for her novel, The Age of Innocence. What about Amelia Earhart is the first woman to cross the Atlantic in an airplane back in 1928. And we do know, unfortunately, she tried to do a solo mission, and no trace of her was ever found, but we do credit her for being the first woman to cross the Atlantic in 1928. Frances Perkins became the first female member of a presidential cabinet back in 1933. So as soon as we got situated and got past the suffrage period and had the right to vote, we've always been excelling and exceeding our own expectations. What about Janet Guthrie? Is the first woman to drive in the Indy 500, and that was in 1977. In President Ronald Reagan committee cabinet, he nominated Sandra Day O'Connor to be the first woman, the woman on the Supreme Court. Many of us remember her, and she did retire in 2006, and we're so glad there are other women who serve on our Supreme Court at this time. Joan Benet wins the first women's Olympic marathon in 1984. When you think of hockey, you don't think of women, but we should. Manon Rumey is the first woman to play in the NHL game in 1992. And some of us remember us, remember her because she's still a contemporary when in the news scene, and that's Madeleine Albright. She became the first female Secretary of State in 1997, and we all know whether she's announced it or not, our new, probably be a presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, has served as our last Secretary of State before John Kerry took over. What about in the arts industry? Catherine Bigelow became the first woman to win an Oscar for Best Director 2010. Yeah, I got to keep praying because I was so disappointed. Our sister didn't get nominated for Selma, but Catherine Bigelow became the first woman with the movie The Hurt Locker, that military movie. And last but not least, a couple of sisters we've all heard of in 1950, Althea Gibson became the first black player, male or female, before Arthur Ashe, back in 1950, to compete in U.S. Lawn Tennis Association event, the national championship at Forest Hills, in Queens, New York, and later she repeated that historic first at Wimbledon. And who can forget now the legacy of the Williams sisters with Serena and Venus all these years later. And then in track and field, we know about the five Olympic games with Willa White, was the first American woman to compete back in 1956, 1960, 1964, 1968, 1972, and she won silver in the long jump. And then in 1985, Lynette Woodard became the first woman to join the famous Harlem Globetrotters team, and that was in 1985. And we know we have our own president, Alexander, who has played with the Harlem Globetrotters with us here in Houston. And last but not least, the late 1980s marked a global era for the American women in track and field, as Jackie Joyner Kersee and Florence Griffin Joyner dominated the Olympics. And we all know, as we affectionately called Florence Griffin Flo-Jo, for records set in the Seoul Olympics, winning gold in the 100 and 200-yard runs and anchoring the gold medal, winning the U.S. 400-meter relay team. And both Joyner Kersee and Griffin Joyner were winners of the AP Female Athletic of the Year and Sylvian Award. Wow, wow, wow. That's just a few of what women have done in our circle of influence. Some of us may never be recognized, but there are some things that we should be accomplishing and doing. All brothers, I'm not going to leave you out. I'm not going to leave you out. We're going to talk this morning, because for all of those women to reach those accomplishments, they went through a journey. They went through a voyage. And I'm going to talk briefly in my last 10 minutes here about our voyage from the vision through the valley to the victory. We have a voyage. We have a journey. We all start in an alpha when we realize a call, a purpose. And then we go through seeing that vision with eyes of faith. Then we got to walk through a valley before we reach the Jehovah Nissi victory. And our text scripture, very, very, very familiar passage this morning, the 23rd Psalm. And we know that many scholars believe that the 23rd Psalm was probably written while David was in Mahanaim, wondering how the battle was between his forces and those of his son Absalom during the civil war caused by Absalom's rebellion. See, when he wrote that 23rd Psalm, David was grief-stricken and heartbroken. And it may have been his darkest hour in his life when he penned those beautiful words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now, I wonder how many of us on this line, how many people have been comforted and strengthened in times of sorrow, bereavement, and heartache through these very immortal words. And that verse, the first principle in "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Principle one, God is your shepherd and your source. God is our Jehovah Rohi, our guide, our leader, our protector, and our provider throughout our journey. We decree in our lives no lack. The devil is an equal opportunity lender. I always say that. He does not show any favoritism, and he'll attack anyone, especially believers. It's up to each one of us to accept and to not accept lack in our lives. The word of God, the Bible says in Philippians 4:19, "And my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." There's some prerequisites when we roll up to the beginning of that chapter, but that's a promise that God makes. The real battle often begins in our mind, not to settle, not to allow the devil and to deny us any of the blessings or the benefits, the abundance God wants us to have. David uses, "I shall not want." That's a decree. That's a command. That's an announcement to all of the heavenlies. In verse 2, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Principle 2, allow God to bring in his prosperity and peace. Allow God to bring in his prosperity and peace. Drama-free is what he desires us to be. You know, I asked Minister Robin, and she announced we'd have a special speaker on the MMC call right afterwards, and his montage, he always says, drama-free, debt-free, and health-free. and free of cancer. And we're going to be listening to Mamie Brown's baby boy this morning on our MMC call. And it always talks about make sure your life is drama-free. See, there's things worth noticing in this beautiful Psalms. Notice in verse 2 in the King James Version, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The key word is make it. Sometimes the shepherd has to make the lamb to lie down in green pastures. Oftentimes the lamb would not stay in the fold. He would leave only to be sought and brought back to the fold by the shepherd. Again he would leave, and again he would not stay. So finally, for the lamb's own good, the shepherd would take his leg and gently break it. Now, I don't know how you gently break a leg, but gently break it, forcing the lamb to lie down in green pastures. Now, the lamb cannot stray. He must stay close to the fold and to the shepherd. Whoa. How often God has to do the same thing to us. He wants us close to himself. We stray. He pleads with us to return. We stray again. Finally, to keep us close to him, he has to break our leg to cause some sorrow or heartache to come to our lives. I know that messes with some of y'all's theology, but keep on reading your word and you'll see. What is he doing? He is making us to lie down in green pastures. All we have to understand today, our voyage from the vision through the valley to the victory. Verse 3, he restores. NIV says, refreshes my soul. He leads me. NIV says, he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Strive to abide in his presence to receive his anointing and his assignment. We don't want any good ideas. We want the God ideas. Again, strive to abide in his presence to receive his anointing and his assignments. David is reminding himself in the midst of the darkest time in his life that God will restore me. God is refreshing me as I allow him to. God is reloading me this weekend. We want to come and all get reloaded, spending time in God's presence, spending time studying God's word, spending time worshiping God through affirmations, through singing, praise and worship songs. All of this refreshes and restores my soul. Also, when we dream, when we envision, rehearse the dream. Our souls are refreshed. And always beware of those dream killers, you know, those temporary circumstances. Don't name your future by what's going on in your present. In other words, never make a permanent decision during a temporary situation. Secondly, a dream killer is divine delay. See, we live in a microwave society, but we do serve a crockpot God. And thirdly, false evidence. The devil will always try to deceive us, distract us, destroy us using false evidence, counterfeiting the original. All stay close in his presence so you'll know his word and his will for yourself. Yea, though, verse 4, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. Principle 4, allow God to take you through your process. Quit trying to hop off the potter's wheel till he smooths all the rough edges out. Let the pruning, the purging, then the pressure produce you to become pure gold. Let me say that again. Allow God to take you through your process. Let the pruning, the purging, and the pressure produce you to become pure gold. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The shepherd's rod had on one end a point and on the other end a fork. The point on one end was used as a goad to prod the sheep when it would not move and obey. And on the other end, it had a fork that was used to place over the neck of the serpent in order to protect the lamb from reptiles. 'Twas the same stick. One end was used for protection and comfort, and the other end was used for chastening. Ah, God has a rod. The blessed word of God is his first choice. It is comfort. It is chastening. It has that sharp two-edged sword. Thank God for his truth. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Principle 5, life will always produce holy haters. Yes, it will. Life will always produce holy haters and hellish haters. Just have an overcomer mindset throughout your journey. life will always produce haters. You'll have the holy haters and you'll have the hellish haters. But you and I need to just have an overcomer mindset throughout our journey. In other words, what am I saying? Have a made-up mind no matter what. I'm going to trust you. Have a made-up mind. No matter who leaves me, I'm going to trust you and keep going. Have a made-up mind. No matter who understands or doesn't understand, God, I'm leaning and depending on you. And lastly, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, in our theme, our voyage from the vision through the valley to the victory, our last principle 6, God made us some promises, and he always keeps his promises. God made us some promises, and he always keeps his promises. It is so good to know that goodness got you on the right side, and mercy got you on the left. They have your back. And as we follow Christ, we know God's goodness and his mercy will prevail. Oh, again, it's our voyage so that we leave a legacy and a lineage like these women we've been studying and hearing about. Men, same challenge for us. We're going to go from the vision God gives us. Yeah, we're going to walk through some valleys, but utmost, we're going to come out victorious. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robert.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I can, ma'am.
Glory to God. Have a made-up mind. Powerful, powerful, powerful word. I will be calling you back after I briefly go before the Lord in prayer for our daily benediction. Father, you are so good to us. You are awesome. You are amazing. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you because you're God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, because you gave us a vision, Father. We have a purpose. We're going to go through the valley. We're going to take that journey, but we're going to trust in you, knowing that you are the one who began this awesome work in each and every single one of us. And, Lord, I thank you for the woman of God. I thank you that you fill her up to overflowing. You continue to do that, and she continues to pour into your people, Father. Thank you for blessing her and her family in the name of Jesus. And as we get ready, Father God, those who are attending the conference, they will be reloaded. They will be, Father God, filled with words of encouragement, words that will tell them you can do it, you can do it, you made it, you are successful. You are the head, you are not the tail. I thank you, Father, that your will is going to be done at that conference, in the beginning, all the way to the end. Lord, we thank you that you're going to touch the heart of your people. We thank you for the keynote speaker, Les Brown, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for every speaker that's coming forward, that their hearts are open, their spirits are ready to receive your word, and we are believing for more than 500 people. In Jesus' name. Lord, I'm praying for a spirit of unity. We prayed, we believe, we agree. There's going to be excellence throughout that conference. Thank you for the volunteers that have come forward and those who will continue to come forward because there's no lateness in you. So, Father, as we go forward, as the word has gone forward, as your people are planning and preparing, as they go out today, Lord God, they know that you are leading them. You will show them the path of life. You are the Lord. You are their shepherd. They have no lack. You are instructing them. You are teaching them, Father. As each one of us see that vision, going through the valley, knowing there's a journey, and just as she said in her previous message, Father God, simply giving it all to you because you are the one who began this work in each and every single one of us. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Minister Tiffany, thank you for that wonderful tag. It is so sweet to trust in the Lord.
Dr. Vanessa, thank you for your powerful words. Family, let me go ahead and give you the replay number if you want to listen to this message. It is 712-432-1085, pin code 957-677-POUND. Our morning motivational call, hosted by the godmother of Artists International, Platinum President Dorothy Cook. It's immediately following this call. Les Brown is going to be on that call. Dial in. That number for you is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-POUND. Get on the call. Listen to what this man of God is going to share with you about what is taking place at the conference and also how you will continue to move forward. Don't forget, volunteers, we need you. You can be part of the team. It's not too late. You can send your emails to info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or myself will get back to you. We love you, Dr. Vanessa. We honor you. You can still register, too. Let me go ahead and get that out there again. Our conference starts on Friday. It's going to be held in Houston, Texas at the Marriott Chase. And you will be able to go to the artistempowermentconference.com. It is not too late to register. Dr. Vanessa, awesome woman of God, please come forward and feel this prayer. We love you and we thank you.
Thank you so much again. We love and appreciate you. I pray this word blessed you all's hearts today. Father God, thank you for you being God. I thank you that we understand it's a voyage. It's a step-by-step. When you implant a vision in our hearts, we understand we've got to walk it out through the valley, but we're promised the victory in you. So as we leave this call, fill us with this word by your blood. Equip us with the power that can only come from you to go out and change our world, to make history for your glory, and to edify others for our good. And we will, with everything we say and do, give you and you alone the glory, all the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Go out and have a great day. Look forward to hearing many of you on the call with Mamie Brown's baby boy. Bye-bye.